Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Laid, Love, and Intimacy for the Disabled. This is your host, Stephanie Wallace, and today is story time again. We had so much fun last week doing story time. We're going to do it again for you. You know, but before we do that, I want to check in with the co-host and see how everybody's doing.
I'm doing great. And everybody else?
Mm-hmm. I'm good. Hold on. I didn't okay. Pull them in yet. Hold on. Let me get Don in.
Okay.
Hey, Don.
Hey, what's going on? How you feeling? Yes, indeed. How you doing?
We missed you last week.
Yeah. I was celebrating my anniversary last week. Yeah.
Okay.
Tell us about it.
I was trying to explain
to everybody what it was. Yeah. But I couldn't do it right. Let me let Ms. V in, and then you explain to everybody about your anniversary or rebirth or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, okay, just hold on.
Sure.
Hey, Ms. V, how you doing, baby?
Hi, everybody.
Hey, what's up, Ms. V?
Hi, Dan. How you doing?
All right now. Okay, all right.
Great.
Okay. So Don is going to let us know. I remember last week, and I was telling you guys he was celebrating the anniversary, and I was trying to explain it, but I think I jumbled it up. So let Don explain to you. Go ahead, Don.
Well, last week, I like to refer to as the turning point on my life, you know. July 18, 2015, I became very ill, right? I was doing my treatment and dialysis, right? And I became very ill, right? And, so what's the big deal about that? I had to go to the hospital after dialysis, right? So, once again, what's the big deal about that? Right? So, I went to the hospital that night after dialysis. And this is when the odd part came into it, like I call the turning point of my life. I thought it was just going to be another hospital visit because I had such a negative state of mind. I was like, here we go again. I'm back in the hospital again, back in the ER again. And I was like, oh, boy. But things was a little bit different this time around because this time around I came in with a different mindset. I don't know what it was. I don't know what happened. It was like the blue magic said, what's come over me? What's wrong with my mind? What's come over me? I don't know. It was an amazing thing in my head. I came into the ER and all of a sudden I started thinking about like positive thinking.
Can you hold for one second?
Sure.
Hold on. Does somebody have a TV on?
No.
If somebody has a TV on or some background noise, could you? Yeah. Okay. Go ahead, Don.
It was an amazing thing. Going into the ER was like, you know, you figure it was just going to be another night in the ER, but no, it was totally different. I was just like. Because normally I was real negative. I cussed out the doctors and the nurses and everybody like that. This is how I was normally be, you know. And I'd be so angry and mad and frustrated, whatever. But this particular night, for some reason, I didn't think like that. I was thinking, you know, and I was in a positive state of mind. Everything was good. I felt good for some reason. And two words popped into my head, which was patience and tolerance. I don't know what those two words just came about. And I'm going to tell you something. When I learned patience and tolerance, I'm going to tell you something. Those things redirected my whole mindset. I mean, it was just extraordinary. I started feeling good. I started thinking positive. I mean, it wasn't just the normal hospital stay. I mean, I was cool with everybody. My whole thing changed. So I was thinking, I said, well, maybe this will just be a passing fad. It'll be just something that'll just temporarily. No, it's something that has stayed with me. And a year later, which was July 18th, 2016, here I am once again. I was able to celebrate a year in that same frame of mind. I mean, you know, can you imagine feeling good every day of your life, feeling positive, feeling, you know, every day of your life? I mean, you know, you see once in a while you may feel good, right? But I'm talking about 7 days a week. You know, that's like, that doesn't seem quite possible, but this is what happened to me. And I can't explain it other than the fact that my mindset has changed and I am in such a good state of mind and has been and still is. And listen, it ain't broke, so I'm not going to fix it. So, all right. That's,
there
yes.
you go. So that's,
I like that.
That's Dawn's last Monday, July 18th, is Dawn's
yes.
rebirth day.
So,
you know, so again, today's story time, and being that Dawn wasn't with us last week, Dawn, what we told Ms. Z, she told the story about her first love and her first heartbreak.
Mm-hmm.
I told a story about the time I almost, we got caught in my boyfriend's mother's bedroom, but it ain't like you think. And Tyson kind of, what'd you say, Dawn?
You got caught, what?
In my boyfriend's mother's bedroom.
Ooh, okay.
But anyway, and Tyson right. told us about his transportation woes and having
okay.
to, you know, getting to a station and the elevator is out, you know. But Tyson, I'm going to tell you, we're looking for something a little deeper this week.
Uh-oh.
And I'm just going. You there, Tyson? Are you laughing, Tyson? Tyson, did he disappear? He went quiet on me. Let me make sure he's still on the line. Did he hang up? Tyson is gone. Okay, he's back. He's back. Hold on. Tyson.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Did you run?
Yeah.
You ran?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
You hung up?
No, I thought you hung up on me. I did not hang
you
up.
I
thought someone hung up on me. No,
I
ain't here at all. I ain't talking about the phone.
Okay. I thought you hung up on purpose.
No, no way. Uh-huh.
Oh, I was like, he got chicken and he ran. So we're going to give Dawn a few minutes so he can tell us a story. Have you thought of anything, Dawn?
As far as a story, yeah. I mean, I have quite a few stories. I mean, in terms of what, like relationship?
Your love life. Yeah,
love life.
Let's go for your love life.
Something. Okay, let's go for the love life story. I'm gonna tell you a very interesting story. My love life story. I can give you. See, when I became blind, right? When I lost my vision, one of the things that went through my mind was, will I ever get with another female? I mean, how am I gonna meet somebody? I can't see nobody. How am I gonna meet somebody, right? But ironically, the woman that I got with, she was actually sighted, you know? And I didn't think that was going to happen, though, you know, because I was talking to this young lady, you know, just out of the blue. You know, I was downtown Brooklyn, okay, and I'm speaking with this young lady, and we just talking and, you know, whatever like that, just out of the blue. I'm talking to her. I can hear her voice, but I don't know what she looks like. I don't know who she is or whatever. But anyway, I knew she was young, but she was a lot younger than me anyway. She was like 12 years younger than me at the time, you know. And I said, dang, you know, me and her started talking and everything like that. But she was so nice and she was so cool. And she, I don't even know if she knew I was blind. You know what I'm saying? Because I said, I'm just trying to think that I have my guide cane. Because I was sort of still in that denial stage with the blindness, too, you know. I went through a whole big trip with the denial thing, you know what I'm saying? And I didn't, you know. But I think I did have a guide cane. I'm not sure. But anyway, I was talking with this young lady, and me and her started talking and this, that, and the other. And before you know it, you know, one thing led to another. We started, like, really, like, exchanging information more. I can't take down your number because I can't even write down nothing. I can't see nothing. Mm-hmm. Da, da, da. But it was funny like that. But she took down my information. And I said, well, okay, whatever. She got my number, whatever like that, but she ain't going to call me or whatever. You know, that's what I was thinking in my mind because I was still in that negative state of mind and everything like that. But then we actually hooked up. I couldn't believe it. I was like, yo, we hooked up and everything like that. And then we started, you know, we started talking on the phone for a while. We didn't really actually go to each other's house right away. You know what I'm saying? I definitely wasn't going nowhere because I didn't know how to get out and go nowhere, you know what I'm saying, on my own.
No.
But we started. started, you know, talking and stuff like that, and you know, it became very interesting. She really, like, looked over the fact that I was blind, but that was the only thing I was dealing with at that time. You know, I didn't have other things that hadn't happened to me yet, but, you know, it was just an amazing, she was an amazing young lady to be so young and yet so supportive. And then, you know, she introduced me to her family, and it was beautiful. I mean, it's amazing that we're still not together today, you know what I mean? But, you know, of course, you know, things happen, you know. But she was an amazing young lady. She really was, you know what I'm saying? And that was my first experience being blind.
How long were you guys together?
We were together about maybe 3 years or 2 years or something like that. Yeah. That was an amazing thing, yeah. But, you know, a lot of it was me because I kind of cheated on her and stuff, you know what I'm saying? They said, how does a blind man cheat on a sighted woman, right?
What's funny to me, Dawn, is what's funny to me is that you said it's amazing how we're not together today.
Yeah.
But you cheated. That's
I know, I know, I know. I know. I got some nerve, right? I mean,
So tell us, how did you cheat, dog?
There's a reason for you. There's a reason.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. You know, we're still friends, believe it or not. We're still friends to this day, though.
Oh, that's good.
We still cool. We still cool.
Yeah. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
So, Tyson.
Hmm?
You there?
Yes.
You ain't going nowhere, right? You ain't going to run, right?
I ain't going to. No. No.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, it was just funny because I said this week, Tyson, we want you to get a little deeper, and then you were gone. So, it seemed like.
I didn't hear that part.
Oh, okay. So it seemed like you ran, you know.
I did not hear that part. You said that. Oh, my goodness.
So, Tyson, you don't have any old love stories?
No, I don't have none. I do not have
none that you wish to share?
Not right now, I don't.
Okay, so I'm not going to press you, man. I'm not going to press you.
Okay.
I'm going to respect that for Tyson.
Yeah.
Next time, I'm not. Next time I'm not. I'm going to school you out of here. Ms. Z, what about you? What you got for us today?
Okay, this is a little far-fetched off of the billboard or whatever.
Uh-oh.
But the first love of my life.
Mm.
I'm gonna tell you about the first time I ever saw him. And y'all gonna say I'm corny. Yeah, y'all gonna say I'm corny.
Uh-oh.
But the first time I ever saw the first love of my life was in the neonatal ward. And that's my Pinky, my son.
Oh.
Can I go there with y'all?
Yeah.
And he was a month old. Okay. When I was pregnant, I went into I became septic at 7 months with my son at night. It was at night.
Okay.
And I felt sick. I called my sister because I was having chest pains. I had totally forgot that I was pregnant. Because the pain was so bad, it was in my chest.
Wow.
So I called my sister. My sister told me to call the security, call the ambulance, and then call security. Because in my building back then, you couldn't have nobody come in the building unless you called security and told them somebody was coming.
Mm.
So I called security and told them to tell them. But nobody answered security. Nobody answered the bell. I'm ringing. Nobody's answering. I'm getting sicker and sicker. I can feel it. The operator called me back and said, listen, we have the emergency downstairs. We have the police downstairs and your sisters downstairs, but nobody can get in the building. Okay. I'm in the hallway. I open the door, and I'm screaming, help, Help somebody, help me, I'm dying, help me. Now, mind you, I live in a senior citizen building. Everybody
okay.
in here is nosy. Everybody's nosy in here.
Sure, sure.
Nobody answers the door. Nobody answers the door.
Oh, my.
So what I did was, I unlocked the door, I locked my door, and I went and laid down. I said, well, if they get upstairs here, they'll be able to come in my house. Once I die, they'll be able to come in here and get me. Anyway, this is I laid down. I can hear the footsteps running to my door. I can hear them running. Oh, they came in. They assessed me. They took me downstairs. Security still wasn't in the building. They gave me to the hospital. My sister, I remember, both my sisters was in the room, in the emergency room. They were doing the even and odds. Because the doctor was like, you have to have this baby right now because the heartbeat is going down.
Oh, wow.
My sister was doing even odds as to who's going to stay in the room with me. So my sister walked. She was like, I'm going to stay in the room with her. They was like, no, she has to have emergency C-section. You have to leave. Okay, they left. I remember saying to the doctor, just make sure that I'm asleep before you cut me. That's the last thing I remember. The first thing I remember is waking up saying, why can't I move? I couldn't move nothing when I woke up. The nurse said, because I couldn't remember nothing. The nurse said, why are you asking that? You're not going to ask us if you had a boy or a girl? I couldn't even remember I was pregnant.
Wow.
One of the nurses said, you're not supposed to ask her that. You're not supposed to tell her that. You're not supposed to say that to her. Anyway, time goes on. I go into the ICU because I'm really sick. I'm really, really sick. They had to give me emergency surgery, blah, 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 blah. I remember before they took me to the emergency surgery, my sisters were standing around the bed, and they said, we have to hurry up and take her. My sister said, no. We can't take her until we say a prayer for her. My sister did one of the longest prayers. Oh, my God. Anyway, I didn't see the baby. I didn't see my son for about a month. The social worker.
Because they couldn't let you near him because you were septic, right?
No, I was in one ICU. He was in the neighborhood, wherever. So, I couldn't get out of bed to see him. So, but I remember the social worker handing me a picture of my Wesley. Wesley looked all fat and chunky. I was like, ooh, look at my chunky. You know, I was thinking that. And then when my mother and my his father came with a picture, and they showed me a picture of Wesley. No lie, I love you, Wesley. But he looked like a little chicken. He looked like a little wet chicken. I lied to y'all not. He had all these tools and everything to him and everything like that. And I'm thinking, what about the picture that the social worker gave me? Where's that baby at? Like that.
Whose baby was that?
Wait, they gave you a different... Are you kidding me?
Okay. It was two different babies. I don't know what the deal is. It was two different babies. I know that for a fact. There were two different babies. Anyway, about a month after, I was in ICU for a month.
Wow.
I came out of ICU. I was in a regular room. That's when they put me in the wheelchair, and they took me downstairs to see him. And my mother was in the room, and she was holding him. And she said, as soon as I saw him, she put him back in the incubator, and she took his hat off. I remember her taking his hat off. And I looked at that little chicken. And I said, oh, mommy, that's my baby. He wasn't even fully developed.
Wow.
His gums weren't developed. Like, they hadn't came together yet. His chest was so thin that you could see his heart beating. He only weighed 1 pound, 12 ounces.
Wow.
Yep, and he had one little knotty hair. It was knotty, right in the middle of his head. That looked like every Denzel Washington, Will Smith, any fine-ass young man y'all want to see. That was the finest man. That was the finest little boy I ever saw.
Okay.
I swear. And I fell in love.
Wow,
that's
amazing.
Was able to come home
3 months later.
Oh, okay.
I'm gonna tell you something, Miss V. That's an amazing story, cause you threw me like in a. I'm like, wait a minute. You know what I'm saying? That's
uh-huh.
an amazing
yeah.
story. That really is an amazing story. Really, really. I'm like,
and
wow.
So how are you doing right now?
I'm sitting
oh,
here with my jaw wide
me?
Open. I'm like, oh, wow. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm thinking, like, when you're talking about my first love, I'm thinking, like, okay. I'm thinking she's talking about some, like, romantic type love. But no, love comes
mm-hmm.
in all different forms.
Yeah.
I got you. I got you. I feel you on that, though. That's a, wow.
And you know what's so funny?
Mm-hmm.
When those 3 months came, and my sister had to go to the hospital to pick him up. But she came home on the worst snow day. And when she put that boy in my arms, I looked down and I said, oh, my God, what have I done to myself? That's exactly
mm-hmm.
how I felt, to look at him. And it felt like my whole life was over. That's how I felt.
Mm.
It felt like your whole life was what?
My whole life was over.
But in reality, it was just the beginning, right?
Yeah, yep. Yeah. It was just the beginning.
Hey,
but
man,
felt,
hey, maybe is this the same young boy when you were doing boxing and you said, I'm going to hit this bag and I'm beating his ass? This the same young boy? Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
That's my life.
That's what's up.
Wow.
I mean, that's an amazing story. It really
now, did you ever say anything to the social worker about giving you the wrong picture? And why
no,
she did
but
that?
I tell you one thing. Nope, but I tell you one thing. I always said, if somebody was to come to me right now, because my son don't look like me, and he don't look like his father at all. But
mm-hmm.
I always said, if somebody was to ever come to me and say, you know what, there was a mistake in the hospital, and they made a
oh,
mistake
wow.
and mixed up, this is your son, this is my son, I would have
mm-hmm.
to, either you're going to give me, that child, or, I'm sorry, because I'm keeping this one. This is mine.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I would always have to say that.
Does that really seem like, you know, does that concern you at all as a real possibility that there was a switch?
You know, I just know that I would keep the one I have.
Mm-hmm.
They would have to either give me the other one.
Right, you just have to have two of them. You have to have two. He ain't
but
going
I ain't giving this one up.
I got you. I feel you on
nope.
that. Yeah.
Yep. I'm not giving them up. But you know what? One more thing. I know it's a short show. I always said also because I was so sick because I couldn't move. I was paralyzed for like
mm-hmm.
2 months when
oh, wow.
was born, when I first had Wesley. Yeah. I think they overdid it with the medicine when they gave it to me.
Oh,
because,
okay.
You know, I had, thingy. I always said, because I was like out of my mind or whatever after I had him. I always said, if I have to go, I have to take my baby with me. I know that sounds selfish.
Yeah.
But I didn't want nobody else to raise my son. I didn't want nobody else to raise him. I wanted to raise him myself.
That's amazing.
And I thought I wasn't going to be able to move. I wasn't able to move nothing but my eyeballs. I didn't
wow.
know that I was going to get better. I would be able to do the things I did. You know?
Mm-hmm.
And I remember picking Wesley up by the T-shirt with my mouth because I couldn't move my arms and stuff like that. In the beginning, like the first month when he came home. I couldn't
mm-hmm.
move.
Wow.
So there's nothing but my head and my eyes. Yeah.
Wow.
Nobody could have told me I was going to get better. Nobody.
Mm-hmm.
That's an amazing story.
Me.
I mean, your survival and as well as your son, you know, is an amazing
mm-hmm.
story within itself. You know what I mean? That's incredible. Really.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah.
That 1 pound, 12 ounces works. If you see him now, I mean, I told him about you, and he's actually said he would love to meet you.
Oh, really? Oh, wow. I would love to meet him, too. Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah.
I would love to meet him.
Me
wow. Especially hearing his story. I would love to meet him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that day, you know? Yeah.
Now, how early was he?
He was 7 months.
Oh, okay.
Wow.
7 months.
And now he's a doofus.
Hey, you know what? I'm looking forward to meeting him. You know what I mean? I really am, because it's just an amazing story, and you know, it makes me, you know, it's a lot of things I don't believe in, but I'm gonna tell you something. Miracles happen every day. You know, I do believe in miracles. They do happen, and that was miraculous, nonetheless. I mean, that's a beautiful thing, you know, and I mean, you know, it's wonderful that we can call, just to show you that the things that we can come through in our lives, and look, we're still here. We're here. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
This is a beautiful thing. This is what I love about life so much. You know what I mean? Oh,
indeed.
Yes, yes.
Well, we have 4 minutes left to the show, and that's not enough time. That's not enough time for my troubles and my story. So, but I enjoy this story time.
Come on, Steph, give us a quickie. 1 minute.
Quickie.
Okay.
Right? The time
that's a bad choice of words.
Another time when we almost got caught. Another time when me and the boyfriend almost got caught. We made arrangements to meet at, it was a school day. Made arrangements to meet at my house. Right? So, you know, I get up in the morning, get dressed and everything like regular, and I'm waiting downstairs in the lobby for him to come, talking to the security guard in the building. And who should come in the building but my father? And while I'm waiting for the boyfriend to come. And so I'm quick on my feet, lying, and then I said, oh, well, I went to downstairs to put my jacket in the dryer, and Sharon locked the door. That's my sister. And so my books and my keys and everything, my bus pass is upstairs in the house. You know, so, you know, he gave me the and let me in, and I made sure I jiggled my keys nice and loud, grabbed my book bag, and I left. And I'm at a loss, because I'm like, what do I do? I don't want him to go up to my door, and my father's there. You know, so I, you know, walk to the train station or whatever, and lo and behold, he's at the train station, and he's like, yo, I was trying to call you because your father's home. He saw my father's car. Now, my father's car is parked here every day. He worked in Manhattan, so he didn't take his car to work. But, you know, I'm glad he didn't know that, and that he, because my father would have kicked. He would have been pissed, you know. And I realized with my own children, you know, I swear I was such a good kid. You know what I mean? But, I did some stuff in my days, and I got it back with my kids, with my own kids. I got it back because they were some sneaky. Yeah, and to this day, we'll get together and they'll tell me stories, you know, about stuff that they used to do, and when this was happening, this was what was really happening. And I still get mad about it, but you know, it's kind of funny. But kids are so sweet, you know.
Yes.
And you know, I did some stuff. But me and that guy, we had some moments. We had some moments. And then after all of that, after I had been married and had 3 kids, do you know I actually was trying to get back together with him. I don't know what kind of fool I was.
Wow. Love does some strange things, though. You know
that wasn't love. That was stupid.
Well,
he was stupid then, and I was stupid trying to get back with him.
Oh, okay.
And when I was trying to get back with him, he was in jail. Now tell me that ain't stupid.
Well,
that okay.
I thank you for being listening to and then to
yes, that was stupid. Yes.
All right, Tyson. I heard that. It was dumb. I had 3 kids, and anyway, but we got less than a minute left to the show.
Yes,
Sasha, I see you there. I see that you called in. I hope you enjoyed listening. I saw another caller earlier, but I hope you guys enjoyed story time. Maybe we could try and do this every now and then, because I really enjoy story time. It's fun. It's a way for you guys to get to know us better. And if you enjoy story time, tell your friends. If you enjoyed Late, tell your friends about us and encourage them to listen to Late Mondays at 6 p.m. You guys, I will see you next week for Guy Talk.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. See you guys.
All right.
All right. Bye-bye.
Love y'all, too. Take
care,
yourself. All right, now.
See you Friday. Bye.
All righty.